Armadoxy for today, Advent Day 44, Empathy. The scriptural reading for this particular day comes from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 13. Let brotherly love continue. Do not forget to entertain strangers. For by doing so, some have unwittingly entertained angels. Remember the prisoners as if chained with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourself are in the body also. Marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled. But fornicators and adulterers God will judge. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? We are only a few days from the end of the Advent season and welcoming Theophany. You find that the church is directing us with these words toward a commitment to faith that is based on empathy. Unwittingly entertained angels is a reference to opening yourself to the plight of the stranger, the foreigner, the immigrant, the refugee that is in our midst. The prisoner, as if chained with them, is the call to outreach, but to be empathetic to the suffering of the prisoner. In other words, the call is to do good to others by walking in their shoes, understanding their pain and suffering. And herein is the application of our faith, and certainly an important reminder as we enter the new year. To start off the new year, here is a prayer from the start of a new day, from the morning hour of the Armenian Church. We give thanks to you, Lord our God, who with your light brings joy to all of your creatures, and with the light of your commandments, you have enlightened all those who believe in you. Strengthen us, Lord, during this day and at all times, so that with enlightened minds we may always do that which is pleasing to you and may arrive at those good things which are to come, along with your saints and with the grace and the mercy of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to whom is befitting glory, dominion, and honor, now and forever. Amen.